Hello, listeners. This is your host, Danny, and welcome to the CIO Today podcast. As a part of these insightful episodes, we have had the pleasure of interviewing Atin Agarwal, who is a digital visionary and always willing to take calculated risks in life. So let's get started. Hi, Atin. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. So when you first look up to you as a focused and a passionate leader, so we would love to begin our questions with you. Okay, so the first question is, can you please brief us about the outset story of your career?
Yeah, so it's not a story or something which is somewhere, it is so inspiring. It's a normal IT professional journey which I had been through. But yes, mm-hmm. I have got different opportunities to work on different projects got me here on the leadership level at a lower age or something like that. Yeah, but yes, I started off normally as in software developer with Birla Group. Mm-hmm. And then, it did not sound me, it's my cup of tea, because I was more of a machine guy. So I moved to a very small company. Yeah, a very small company. Today, its name does not exist anywhere else. So this was an automation company, but I'm proud of it that I set up the whole IT infrastructure and automation unit there. And when I joined, it was a team of three. And subsequently, when we left, it was a team of 300 people, set up of NOC, and everything was done. So that gave me a confidence mm-hmm. there. And, somehow Rinbaxy was getting acquired at that time with a Dutch state company. So they hired me for some challenges they were having on the network side to connect 2-3 continents, going through 7-8 countries and implement the SAP, what they were running at that moment. And the major challenge was the technology protection, because in pharmaceuticals, the formula is the major, control where you need to have a control over. So that was mm-hmm. the challenge. So post that, yes, I was doing this project. So Airtel recognized me as a resource which can be of their use and can be mm-hmm. an asset to the organization. So I got this opportunity to work with Airtel in 2006 and started as in the infra head for their enterprise business. Mm-hmm. I think my work was appreciated, hence was moved on to some mobility circles and telemedia circles as in the head of IT or the CIO at that time, because there was a culture of having different circles and hubs. So I was heading the West Hub data center along with the circle, the Gujarat circle. And there we achieved few projects which were appreciated by the CEOs, CIOs, CEOs and directors, and finally the chairman of the organization, which helped me continue my education to ISB. And then post that, I came back to Delhi as in the corporate office we have, and started working on the governance side to manage all the partners, be it IBM, Infosys, Wipro, Avaya, Cisco, or anyone else, big or small, to manage their technical mm-hmm. Capability and delivery to Airtel, and at the same time managing their commercials in terms of evaluating what services at what price should be given. So all the contracts mm-hmm. post 2009 were done by me in Airtel till 2018. I got into Adani. The challenge was mm-hmm. to consolidate all the group companies there. And somewhere mm-hmm. Have one sort of infrastructure and have mm-hmm. a good relationship with the IT fraternity. But that was the smallest stint I ever had. Because of some personal reasons, I had to come back mm-hmm. to Delhi. So that was the thing. And then I did my own consulting for a few of the organizations as Big Force and few other big companies, consulting companies were contacting me to consult for them. And COVID was running those days, COVID. Post that, I got an opportunity to work for Karam Industries as the CIO and subsequently the group CIO, which operates out of 7-8 countries in India. And they have their manufacturing mm-hmm. plants in India, and they are OEMs for Black & Decker. So there, the journey was very challenging. End of life, end of support systems were there, Oracle ERP and digitization. So everything was there, and while we initially as in leadership took a challenge to take this whole task in 3.5-4 years, I completed that in 22 mm-hmm. months. So that for that, wow. I was appreciated by Manufacturing Today in May and then by Business World CIO in June 2021. So post mm-hmm. that, while this was happening, as in strategy, been able to give them efficiency of 68% and revenue increase by 3x or 4x, 3.7x to be very precise. And somewhere, mm-hmm. At that moment, Elden Global recognized me as in the IT strategist of the year. So when I got the IT strategist of the year 2022, uh-huh. Hitachi contacted me to uh-huh. Set up their data center. So they were into the legacy data center systems and box uh-huh. Systems as an SI, and they were uh-huh. Setting up the cloud practice. So they asked uh-huh. me to have their cloud practice set up and connect them with the right OEMs and product portfolio. So, mm-hmm. so that position was like the strategic and alliances for Hitachi, at the same time managing their own big customers at the relationship level, not the delivery level. And mm-hmm. Hence, I completed that assignment just a week back. So now I'm here.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Yep.
And, that really sounds like a handful. So how do you manage to keep yourself up to date with the latest technologies?
So here I do have a different opinion. People go to webinars and socialize with people mm-hmm. in some OEM, events or something like that. And they mm-hmm. join their groups and community or something. But I believe and trust, that the generation coming up is very smart because I see kids like Android phone, even mm-hmm. a 3-4 months guy or a 5-month, 6-month guy starts using Android. So no one teaches them how to use a Android phone. And even if we switched to smartphones very easily without any this trainings or something like that. So I believe to keep ourselves updated or something, we should be interacting with the new generation. We should be happy or to calibrate ourselves mm-hmm. With the new generation and learn from them. Normally people feel that it's a new guy or something like that, so and mm-hmm. he's a reportee to me, but I cannot learn. I don't think that should be a challenge, and mm-hmm. somewhere the delegation needs to be taken care of. So it's not like doing everything ourselves. You can delegate mm-hmm. and can have the control over the things going on in the organization. So learning happens with the new generation, and obviously mm-hmm. some webinars or some events also are there, but I normally don't join them for my personal updates.
Mm-hmm. That's really amazing. Now, also, can you tell me, what was the initial idea behind the inception of Narayan Technologies, and how did you plan to grow this company initially?
Yeah, so in 2019, when COVID was there, we did not mm-hmm. get into something, but we started off with some very vague idea where my father was an electrical engineer, myself was mm-hmm. a computer engineer, and my son was also there. So I just thought to connect the three generations together. And mm-hmm. somewhere we started off with the automobile sector and started working on electric vehicles. So while my father was helping on electric vehicles, doing all such things, I tried to do some sort of IoT and AI with them so that, those vehicles can also help the underprivileged or the other side of the people who cannot have such things in their control. So mm-hmm. this particular idea was there. And by that time, I got into the job again, and I lost my father during those days. So that setup was somewhere, gone for a toss. But at the same time, my son took up this challenge again. And while mm-hmm. he's a grown son now, and somewhere he feels that we need to start off again. So other than automobiles, we should focus on the technology side of it, because majorly it is something which is blooming up, and then we can calibrate our electric vehicles vertical also with the technology. So this is not actually my venture. This is his venture. I'm just supporting him from that perspective that, you know, how industry works and how the, you know, expectations of the industry are. So this is not actually my venture, but this is my son's venture where I'm supporting. I'm still looking for a good opportunity for myself where I can deliver more what I've learned in 25 years.
In so, automobiles.
At the same time, in IT, but at the same time, supporting him for technology if he sees, you know, somewhere it can be integrated with automobiles or he can help in some AI ML or something like that, which he's passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's really, you know, that's really great of you to support your son like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, can you tell me what obstacles had you to come over to get to where you are right now?
I don't think there is any obstacle. It's a, just a matter of how do you see it? It's like, you know,
it's perspective.
Yeah, perspective. I will give you a different example. So somewhere you must have been to any of the hospitals and there are ICUs. So people, when go there, they put you on some machine which normally tells you the pulse of the body. Okay. So when it comes to a straight line, the person is dead. So somewhere I feel when it is moving, it may have ups and downs, but yes, you are living and you are continuing. So obstacles are like the same ECG machine or something like that, which are going down. But yeah, then the upstrings also come into the same thing. So we should never expect that it should be a single straight line. Otherwise, we are dead and we would not be able to survive. So that is part number one. Part number two on this is, you know, obstacles are somewhere it is understanding between the people, amongst the people, I would say, or understanding amongst the, you know, thought process. So I somewhere feel instead of putting fingers here or there, we should have a direct conversation and straight away get into the problem, point out the RCA and go on. It's not about taking personal things together and, you know, making organizations lost somewhere. We should focus on delivering the right technology and right methodology to the organization in the timelines within the budget.
Right. Well, that's really a unique and I would say the right approach, you know, if you look at everything as a problem and not as, you know, something that helps you grow, that's where you'd be stuck. So, yes, that's great.
Yes. We need to move on somewhere and calibrate ourselves. It is not always like, you know, that someone else is wrong. When you point someone else, you have four fingers towards you. So don't go get into it. Try to resolve and get the things done.
Right. Well, that's just the perfect approach, I would say, for growth of the company and even as an individual. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Also, can you tell me what have been the most significant milestones that you have achieved so far in your professional journey?
So obviously, as an accolade, people see that, you know, I have got some awards from CEOs, CIOs, directors or something like that. But yes, if I see my biggest stint was with Airtel, 12, 13 years, where I got all the category awards there, be it a pat on the back or the chairman's award, I told you. So along with that, recognized by industry. So even when I was the youngest sort of IT manager, I would not say a CIO that term, when I was 2 years, 3 years old into the industry, I was recognized by Intel and CIOL for the North. That was one of the achievements on the network part of it and the ERP implementation, be it Oracle or SAP. So both the projects were appreciated there. Then Manufacturing Today appreciated me for the implementation and, you know, at a one-third price of the end-of-life systems and end-of-support systems seamlessly within very strict timelines. And it was like, you know, changing the wheel of a running train. So somewhere we did not stop the business and we changed the things overnight. Sort of overnight means It took around 4 to 6 months. But yes, for such a large system integrated with 72 applications and furthermore DevOps things, it was a challenging task, but we achieved that. So that sort of challenges I had overcome, and I feel those are the achievements where we see that, you know, we are somewhere in the industry and trying to deliver best in class.
Well, you know, you just described everything maybe in a couple of minutes, but then I cannot imagine what that must be like going through. So seeing as far as you've come now, I bet you must have handled it in the best way possible. So kudos.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Of course. Also, where do you see yourself in the next few years?
So somewhere I'm not looking for completing 60 years and retiring as in the IT profession and staying back. I'm a man of action, so I'm not waiting for completing 60 and retire as in the CIO or a group CIO or something like that. Obviously, all such things have happened earliest in my life. Since the age of 30, I had been a CIO. So from that perspective, I don't have such expectations. But yes, after 5 years, what I see is, yes, I will work for another 5 years to 7 years dedicated for one organization. But at the same time, I will nurture my son's venture into technology and will support the MSMEs and small business units for the IT vertical there. Because what I feel is at their level, they are not able to cope up or have their own CIOs at the price today a CIO comes in. So I'm somewhere trying to make a service which would be a virtual CIO. So instead of having a dedicated CIO, if we can have, you know, cloud as a service or, you know, software as a service or a platform as a service, why not people as CIO. A service? Yeah, so I would have CIO as a service where we would be, you know, doing 2-3. And to do the justice with organizations, we would not have more than 4-5 projects at a time. So because 365 days are for sure in a year. So we need to dedicate time for them and give them the right perspective, right technology selection, right budgeting, right costing, right implementation, right deployment. So that is a plan where I do see myself doing it for 5-7 different organizations at a time. And then once we grow, yes, obviously we will, our team will also grow. We will hand it over to the next generation who will handle the stable account, and then I will carry on with the accounts which have the challenges. So that's the plan to keep myself updated and in the industry since I'm taking the last breath.
Lovely. That's really amazing. That's, you know, quality over quantity. So yeah, that's amazing. Also, is there any particular person who you are grateful towards who helped you get to where you are?
Yeah, so somewhere, again, my answer to this question would be different other than other leadership you must have. So I am a spiritual guy, so I don't believe in godfathers. So I feel, you know, somewhere if your delivery is fine, you are working for the organization, not for an individual, you don't need to worry about having a godfather. Yes, I am... you know, blessed by Narayan, God Narayan,
Lord Narayan, Shri
Venkatesh, and my spiritual gurus, Swami Jagadguru Swami Shri Vasudeva Charyaji, sits in Ayodhya, and my spiritual guru Shri Kantacharyaji Maharaj, who is sits in Ujjain. So they give me that spirit and power to generate good work and things for having a godfather in the industry. So somewhere I believe in myself and my capabilities along with the blessings of my spiritual gurus and Sri Venkatesh Prabhu.
Well, that's great. You know, you are connected to your roots, so that's really amazing. Also, lastly, what advice would you have for others who want to set off in a similar direction?
So somewhere, you know, again, I would say people go into a different direction when they come up with the projects, and then be it a consulting company or IT's company, for the organizations, what I've seen last 2.5 decades, they make things complicated for the organization to mint money. So even if it is a small deployment or something, they would come up with a great sales pitch with so many PDFs and PPTs and all such things. My mantra had always been simplify, collaborate, and innovate. So somewhere you need to simplify the things, put them in pieces, bits and pieces, try to resolve few of them, and then calibrate and collaborate with others. If you don't know about those things, it is not a issue to shy away and have such things available. But yes, learn from the people, collaborate with them, and somewhere try to innovate. So few things can be done with the simpler solutions. Not you need to have different types of big softwares and big words, like I would do blockchain, or I would do IoT, or I would do Industry 4.0, where it is not required from that per se. So I believe simplicity and collaboration along with innovation is the mantra for the new generation coming up.
That is right. You know, you should keep yourself open to how the generation's molding, and that's how we can use them in our benefit as well. So yes, that's an amazing approach.
Work for the organization, not for the person.
That is right. That is right. Yeah. That's like the collective.
Manager, be it your anyone, don't work for the person. Work for the organization.
That is how you get things done. That's right. Yep.
Yes.
And in case if we have missed something, please feel free to open, to share any information, personal or professional, miscellaneous, just anything if you want to share.
No, I don't think so. You have covered most of the things there, and I'm looking forward for the new assignment, though I do have one or two options available with me, but selecting them is altogether a
tedious.
Yeah, so, but yes, I would be working for I never choose the profile organization from the brand name or the compensation sort of thing. I look forward for the challenging profile, be it a smaller brand, and then I should be close to my family somewhere. I don't go far away from them, and get connected to the people I do have. So it be it my team, or be it my colleagues, or be it my people there who had been with me for last so many years, I am always connected with them. So that's the reason I stay connected, and that's the reason I don't want to go far away from all such fancy designations or brands from that perspective.
Well, that's truly inspiring. And, seeing as how much work you have gotten done, I'd say that has to be the right approach.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Adan. So we have now come to the end of the episode. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today and enlightening us and our audience with, all your knowledge. So thank you so much once again.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for considering me for the conversation there. And then whenever you need any assistance, or any organizations needs any assistance in terms of I can be of any use, I am available for that matter. My credentials are already with you, and you can share it on the podcast or on the magazine there. But yes, I'm available for anyone anytime to support them for the challenging jobs they want to do.
Of course, Atan, we will keep you in mind for that.
Sure.
Great. So I hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Wow. What a discussion. With a strong combination of technological vision and business acumen, Atan is certainly an inspiration to all aspiring technocrats. We wish him continued success. You can follow us on social media to get regular updates. Have a good one.